Raising her head, the swan looked up at Graham. He reached out and stroked her head gently. The swan's soft feathers were the color of snow. He realized again how beautiful she was. Graham quickly found some twigs so he could make a splint for the swan's wing. He did the best job that he could, but he knew it would take time for the wing to heal. When the job was done, the swan bowed her head and looked deeply into Graham's eyes. Then she turned and disappeared into the brush. Although Graham was worried about the swan, he knew it was almost milking time for the cows. He hurried back up the hill. The cows were gone. Graham stamped his foot and threw down his hat. What would he do now? Chapter 3, The Swan Story. Graham called to the cows. He banged the water buckets together. But not a single cow responded. Graham climbed a tree to look for the cows. From the tree he saw a beautiful young woman, dressed in white. She was weeping, as if her heart would break. At first, Graham thought he was seeing things. He tried to dismiss the image, thinking the woman was simply an illusion. Suddenly she walked into the brush and disappeared. Graham sat in the tree, waiting for the woman to reappear. The sun set and rose. Graham had forgotten entirely about the missing cows. He couldn't take his eyes off the spot where the young woman had disappeared. As the sun continued to rise, Graham saw the swan walk through the brush. Her wing had healed overnight.